Welcome one and all to episode 3 of Within 6 Degrees, where we look at the 6 degrees of separation between Clayton of Cell Dweller and another established artist. I'm your host, for better or for worse, Kenny James of A Beautiful Curse, and in this episode we look at the connection between Clayton and one of my most favorite artists in the entire Milky Way. No joke, they're a project from England commonly known as Massive Attack. So let's get this party started right off the bat with Massive Attack's What Your Soul Sings, right here on Within 6 Degrees. Dig it.
Thank you.
And that was What Your Soul Sings by the amazing Massive Attack. On a personal note, one of the times that I was blessed enough to see them perform live, I actually got to meet the band and even got a really, really bad picture taken of Robert 3D Del Naja and myself together huddled under a flashlight. Because believe it or not, there weren't enough lights in this Las Vegas parking lot. Anyway, 3D is one of the two masterminds behind Massive Attack. And at one point, he did a remix for A Perfect Circle that ended up being featured on the CD portion of A Motion DVD release. And speaking of which, here is A Perfect Circle with Three Libras, the All Main Courses mix, on Within 6 Degrees. just heard the All Main Courses mix of Three Libras by A Perfect Circle, which is a project created by former Nine Inch Nails guitar tech Billy Howerdell. Although most people know the project by way of their lead vocalist, Tool's own Maynard James Keenan. Maynard is said to be good friends with the amazing Tori Amos, an artist I absolutely love, and he was even featured on a duet with Tori during a benefit concert in New York City, singing a song, Muhammad, My Friend. Sorry we don't have that recording for you, but we do have the song Spark by Tori for you. So check it out, starting right about now. Was a song called Spark by Tori Amos right here on Within 6 Degrees. So earlier I mentioned three people just before playing Spark, and surprisingly all three have a connection with this next artist. Like I said, Billy Howerdell used to be this project's guitar tech. Maynard is working with this project's drummer for Perfect Circle. And at one time, at least, Tori was good friends with this band's creator and brainchild. The project I'm hinting at is Nine Inch Nails, brought to you by Trent Reznor.
I got my head, but my head is unraveling. Can't keep control, can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only one that's understood. I come along, but I don't know where you're taking me. I shouldn't go, but you're wrenching, dragging, shaking me. Turn off the sun, pull the stars from the sky. The more I give to you, the more I die.
As a matter of fact, Trent at one time was trying to create a project for his band members and other outside collaborators to express themselves more, and he had Maynard in mind to be the lead vocalist for it. That project was called Tapeworm, but it never really took off, unfortunately. One of the collaborators that was scheduled to work with Tapeworm was Tommy Victor of Prong. Tommy even went so far as to create some guitar tracks for Tapeworm, but since the project never took off, Trent decided to donate those guitar tracks to this other artist he was working with at the time, this guy called Marilyn Manson. I'm going to have to find out what tracks or songs those guitar tracks were for, because I'm curious myself. I'll have to get back to y'all about that one of these days. But in any case, rumor has it that Tommy wasn't very happy about that donation at all. Nonetheless, he continued working with his own project, which is called Prong. And here's a Prong song for you now featuring Tommy Victor. This one is called Rude Awakening, the Clay Angel Mix, right here on Within 6 Degrees.
Yeah.
was the Clay Angel mix of Rude Awakening by Prong. And as the title may suggest, the song was remixed by our very own Clayton of Cell Dweller, and formerly of Circle of Dust, of course. We mentioned in our episode, in our prior episode, actually, how Tommy Victor of Prong collaborated with Clayton for Argyle Park's Skin Shed trilogy. Clayton also co-wrote a song for Prong called Controller, which also became Argyle Park's song Doomsayer. Around this time, Clayton was heading Circle of Dust, and this next cut is one of those Circle of Dust classics from the 1998 release Disengage. This song is called Refractor.
Manipulate my thinking as you help speak my mind and make decisions as your vision with only help keep me blind. Trample clean the underfoot while I'm told to stay where I am. What as you quit the gun to go on safety, leave me here all alone to die. Sweet refractor, I'm indebted to you for your need in choosing me to be the one to subdue. I've so much to think of when a push comes to shove.
So there you have it, the 6 degrees of separation between Clayton and Massive Attack. In particular, from Robert 3D Del Naja to Maynard James Keenan to Tori Amos to Trent Reznor to Tommy Victor down to Clayton himself. And yes, I'm connected to Clayton as well, as I did some drumming on the debut Cell Dweller release, and maybe, hopefully, on the forthcoming release too. Clayton, if you're listening to this, consider that a hint, all right? In any case, I have a new project of my own, which is called A Beautiful Curse, and I wanted to play for you one of the tracks on our own debut release. The release is called As It Should Be. The CD is available for sale right now at abeautifulcurse.com, so while you're typing in that domain name on your browsers, hint, hint, check out our song that we're going to play for you now that's called This Is My House, right here on Within 6 Degrees. Well, I hope you enjoyed This Is My House by A Beautiful Curse, and I also hope that you enjoyed this third episode of Within 6 Degrees. I'd like to thank everyone for your continued support, and a very special thank you to Angel and Reese for their support, patience, and hard work to put these episodes on. By all means, y'all support them by visiting their website at www.celldwellertribe.com. Until next time, and hopefully it won't be far from now, take care of yourselves and each other, and we'll be talking soon. I'm your host, Kenny James, and I'm out. Peace.